Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, I do want the Lord to know how thankful I am. You know, I couldn't help but think, you know, how are we going to ever express it when we get there? You know, we see Him and see the things that He has prepared for us. How are we ever going to express it? You know, are we going to try to sing a song to Him and, you know, with all our heart and our all? But, you know, I think it's beyond words. And I do believe that there in heaven we're going to be forever rejoicing, forever worshiping the Lord. And, you know, that wonderful moment, those moments that we'll have, that eternal moment that never ends, you know, in His presence. You know, we do have so much to look forward to. Oh, yes, our God, our Savior, for the joy that was set before Him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. What He did for us, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Oh, thank You, Lord. Oh, God, we thank You for what You've done. We thank You for these moments that we have here, God. Oh, God, we cannot express it enough. We cannot thank You enough. But I pray, oh, God, oh, Lord, that You'd hear our cries. And, oh, Lord, that You would, oh, hear our praise, Lord. And, oh, God, oh, Lord, that You would use this message here tonight, oh, God, to glorify You. Oh, God, to work in our hearts, Lord, to change us, to mold us, to make us what we ought to be in You, Lord. Oh, we thank You, Jesus, and we praise You, God. I ask that You'd have Your way here, Lord. I pray that You'd meet the needs of Your people. I pray that You'd talk to us here tonight. Oh, God, I pray that You draw us close to Thee, Lord. Oh, God, help us to see things that we need to see, Lord. Give us understanding that we need from You, Lord. Oh, God, talk to our hearts. I pray that the strong man would be bound. And, oh, God, all the works of darkness, oh, God, any negative spirit, oh, Lord, that might arise and be put down. Oh, God, give us hearts that are bent upon Thee. Oh, God, oh, Lord, a mind. Oh, God, an attitude that can be molded by Thee and all shaped by Thee. Oh, Lord, that You make us what we ought to be in Thee, Lord. Oh, God, we ask that You have Your way here tonight, that You'd work. Oh, God, I give this to You, Lord. I know I can do nothing of myself. I ask You to have Your way, Lord, in Jesus' precious name, by the power of the blood. Thank You, Lord. Oh, thank You, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Our God is so good. And, you know, we see that time is moving very quickly. I think, you know, it's just a marvel. It seems like every month goes faster. I just could hardly believe, you know, we're at the end of the month. And, you know, I did have to go to the chiropractor today. And, you know, I just, you know, the next appointment is like, you know, the 29th or something. And you think, wow, you know, that's the end of the month. But praise the Lord, you know, He's taken us through. And one of these days we are going to get home. That's right, we're going to get home. You know, I wasn't able to take this call this morning, but, you know, dear brother in Christ, Brother Darrell, called and, you know, he wanted me to read some scripture. And, you know, he said, you know, I just don't know what the Lord is trying to show, but I feel like there's something that's going to happen. And, you know, we don't know. This world is rocking. It is reeling. It is shaking. We're seeing all kinds of turmoil. We're seeing all kinds of strife. We're seeing all kinds of agitation. And the attitudes of people is not too good. Oh, praise the Lord. I think there's a great gap that's growing. You know, those that, you know, fear the Lord and those that despise Him. But praise the Lord, one of these days it is going to be over. It is going to be over, you know, just like that. You know, the Lord is going to descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel. The trumpet of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Praise the Lord, and we are to comfort one another with those words. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There is comfort in that. This world, you know, it's on a collision course. And you know, there's so many crazy things. Things you can't explain. And you know, they're trying to monitor the weather and do all kinds of crazy things, you know, to promote whatever their particular cause is, the Illuminists and all. But praise the Lord, you know, we got a God who, sees all, knows all, interferes, and knows how to change the course. And one of these days he's going to interrupt it. Oh, man, and it's going to be over. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our God is so good. Amen. And we are so blessed. Praise the Lord. We could be 1,000 other places, you know, and... Here we are tonight. Praise the Lord. Thank God. You know, fear not, little flock. Jesus said, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You know, praise the Lord. We can give all things to our God. Praise the Lord. And He does it well. He knows how to keep us. He knows how to lead us. He knows how to guide us. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Our God is so good. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to go here ahead to the 29th Psalm here for a couple verses. We're going to call this message, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord," taken from Psalms 107. I believe we will be going there. But let's just look at Psalms 29 here for a couple verses here to start here tonight. Oh, you know, we call it Thanksgiving tomorrow, and I trust it will be a day of thanks in our lives. It is disgusting to see how the world takes it, and yeah, you know, it does seem like they've more so made it a turkey day, or maybe it's a day where they all sit in front of the television and watch the games, I suppose, you know, and drink their beer and eat the goodies. But praise the Lord gave us something deeper than that. He gave us these moments to praise Him. Oh, yes. And oh, we have much to praise Him for. Praise the Lord. Praise our God. Psalms 29, verse 1 and 2. It says, "Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." Well, praise the Lord. You know, sometimes it may seem like there's not much we can do to show the Lord how thankful we are. Seems like there isn't too much we can do to pay Him back. But He's not, you know, He's not expecting us to do great exploits, you know, in order to pay Him back. But He is expecting that we would give Him glory and praise. We'd give Him glory and strength. Oh, yes, that we would give Him the glory that is due unto His name. And that we would be worshiping Him, worshiping the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Praise the Lord out of a pure life, a life that's given to the Lord, you know. Oh, yes, a life that is dedicated to Him. And praise the Lord, that's what He would have us to do. Yeah. Let's look now at Psalms 107, and I'm not sure we're going to read the whole psalm here tonight. It's a longer one, but it is a song of deliverance, and you know, there is so much that I think we can reflect upon and think about in this psalm, but if we could just go here and see how the Lord leads, praise the Lord. He tells us in the very first verse here, Psalms 107, verse 1. "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gather them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south." Oh, praise the Lord. Just these first three verses, He has given us good reason to give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, yes, first of all, because He is good. Oh, there is none like unto Him. There is none so kind, so true, so good as our Lord. Besides that, He has mercy. Mercy that endures forever. Oh, praise the Lord. Who else has mercy like that? Oh, yes, we might need mercy of individuals from time to time. But, you know, as creatures, as human beings, we've all done things. And, you know, who are we not to forgive somebody else or show mercy if that would be the case? But our God is all righteous. Our God is all holy. Oh, our God is the Creator. Our God is mighty. And yet, how gracious it is that He has shown us such mercy, and mercy that endures forever. Praise the Lord. You know, oh, what a song of praise we're going to have to give Him. To think, you know, and when we see the things that He has prepared for them that love Him. And, oh, yes, when we gather there together as the remnant of the Lord, as He's elect, as His bride, as His people. Oh, how that song of praise, you know. Oh, we can't quite fathom it now, what it's going to be like to bask in His presence forever and ever, to be forever with the Lord. And so verse 2 tells us, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Praise the Lord. We've got something, oh yes, to declare. We've got something to say. We've got something to share. We've got a testimony. Because God has redeemed us from out of the hand of the enemy. Now I tell you what, we were all bound by sin. Oh yes, we were all the servants of sin. We all had need of salvation, of a Savior. And what a wonderful thing it is, oh, to know that the Lord reached down and caught us. Oh, yes, that He found us. Oh, yes, as we were fallen, as we were hopeless, as we had great needs. You know, it tells us in Psalms 40, it says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. Oh, that cry that came from our lips, from our being, when we realized our hopeless state and how we needed salvation. Oh, praise the Lord. And did He answer? Oh, yes. It says in verse 2 of chapter 40 here, He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of a miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and trust in the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, the redeemed have a song that the others cannot sing. It's a song of praise unto our Lord. Only God gave it to us. You know, that song that we never had before we knew the Lord. That praise unto the Lord. Yes, because He heard a cry. Oh, you know, there was that moment when He brought us up out of that horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He took us out, you know. Oh, how deep we had gone. But He fully reached out and grabbed us and brought us up out of that horrible pit, that horrible place where we all were. Praise the Lord, He brought us up out of it. Praise the Lord, and no longer are we sinking in the pit. But He established us upon the rock, Christ Jesus. He put our feet upon a rock, oh, so that we could stand firmly. Oh, yes, so we wouldn't have to fall. And He established our goings. Praise the Lord, that's what He did for us. He put that song, that new song of praise, within our very being. Oh, yes, oh, just as it come out. That song of praise when you're going down the road. Oh, yes, when you're doing the dishes. Oh, yes, when you're thinking about the Lord. That song of praise that comes from our very being because He rescued us. Praise the Lord. So as it tells us in Psalms 107, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And he says, and gather them out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. You know, it's going to be such a moment. I've already talked about that already tonight. But you know, in the 7th chapter of Revelation, it talks about the Lord's gathering his people. You know, the 144,000 it explains here. But you know, what that really means is the whole church of God, the church in its entirety, meaning completeness, that, you know, all those that the Lord our God has called. And, you know, from all different places in this world, it specifically names the 12 tribes of Judah, but, you know, it goes deeper than that because it's actually indicating the whole body of Christ. The called out ones, the ecclesia. But the Lord has taken us out, and the Lord has sealed us. And there were certain things that could not be done until, you know, the servants of the Lord were sealed in their foreheads. And, you know, John, as he was seeing this, you know, some people think it's a literal 144,000, but I'll tell you what, it explains it very clearly in verse 9. Oh, it is a multitude of people without number. It says in verse 9, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, oh, praise the Lord, you and I, oh, yes, as we're gathered unto the Lord, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshiped God, oh, praise the Lord, saying, amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Oh, the song of the redeemed. Oh, praise the Lord, that song that we will sing there. Oh, yes, as we join that heavenly throng, as we all are gathered together in the Lord. Oh, yes, it describes it as a multitude, a great multitude, which no man could number, from all nations and kindreds and people and tongues. Oh, yes. His representation from all around the world, all those that he has called, standing before the Lamb, the Lord Jesus, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and crying with a loud voice, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. Praise the Lord. It goes on here in Psalms 107 and verse 4, explaining, you know, how it all was. At one point it says in verse 4, they wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. Now we see there's several instances in this is chapter 107 where, you know, there's a category of people that, you know, are going about living, I guess you could say, and you know, have some difficulties. And, you know, when it gets really bad, you notice in every instance, they cry out unto the Lord. And praise the Lord. And you know, it's sad that it takes so much often for people to, you know, give credence to the Lord, to fall on their knees, to worship the Lord, to repent. You know, it's too bad it has to take that. But so often, that's reality. You know, it just people, you know, when things are going really good, really smooth, you know, no little burps in the road, you know, and only big old ruffles, you know, just, you know, it just seems like, you know, then people don't think about God. But here there's a description of these people that were wandering in the wilderness in a solitary way, and, you know, just wandering. Can you imagine? The children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, didn't they? You know, those 40 years they wandered. They just went around and around as the Lord led, you know, and really got nowhere. Well, not so good, you know. But, you know, this world is a wilderness. You know, these things that we go through in this world, it is like unto a wilderness. And, you know, there are times, you know, when things get a little bit sticky, you know, things get a little bit rough. And praise the Lord, sometimes, yes, as we just said, that's what it takes, you know. And here it describes them as being hungry and thirsty. Oh, their soul fainted in them. Oh, that need to thirst after the living God. Oh, that need to desire the living water. Oh, that well of living water. Oh, that will never go dry. That well of living water that you can go down and drink and drink and drink some more. And there's always going to be more because there's always more of God that we can obtain. But you know, it takes a real hunger. All they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled, Jesus told us in that Sermon on the Mount. That hunger and thirst, and it takes that. You know, if you're not hungry, how can you know? You get somebody who's not hungry to eat. You know, you're just not thirsty. You're not probably going to want that drink of water. But it's a wonderful thing when, oh, yes, their spiritual realization comes upon us and we realize, oh, Lord, I need something for my soul. Oh, Lord, my soul is fainting and I'm parched, Lord, and I need the living water, oh, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord hears those kind of cries. Oh, yes, he hears those kind of cries, Brother Ed Barta. I don't know if you'll be listening to this, but you know, we got your letter, and I believe the Lord's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. You know, that hunger, that thirst after righteousness. Oh, but there's a promise, yes, that they shall be filled, you know, and oh, the Lord knows how to do that. And so these people who are wandering in the wilderness, oh, yes, they got to that place, oh, where they were so hungry, where they were so thirsty. Oh, perhaps they had had a drink of water for, you know, a long time, so it seemed. And the food was gone. Their soul was fainted. And then it says in verse 6, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. Oh, what a wonderful God. What a merciful God we have. You know, that cry that the Lord hears, that cry from the heart. You know, yes, oh, no matter what the past has been, you know, all the transgressions and all the problems that a person may have had in their lives, yet that earnest cry. Oh, that cry from the soul. Oh, that cry of repentance. The Lord will hear. Praise the Lord. And these people, they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. Our gracious God delivered them out of their distresses. Oh, praise the Lord. And it tells us in verse 7, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, you know, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the way thereof are the ways of death, as it tells us in Proverbs, that 14th chapter, verse 12. Oh, yes, most people are walking that road, you know, that road, it seemeth right unto a man. They don't know, though. It's not of God. It's going to take them to hell. They don't repent and turn from their ways. Oh, that natural inclination to do wrong. Oh, that natural instinct that is within us. Oh, yes, Jesus said to enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the way and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. For strait is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth to life, and few there be that find it. Oh, yes, most people are going down the broad way. Most people are headed for hell. But praise the Lord. Oh, the Lord knows how to pull us out. Oh, He came to this world to seek and to save. He came to this world to rescue those, oh yes, that would believe on Him, that would come to Him. Oh yes, that would come to the living water and want to be filled. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, that wonderful God, you know, that declared that He was the way, the truth, and the life. He that cometh unto me, he must believe that I am, and that I am a rewarder of them that diligently seek me. He's also declared there in the book of Hebrews. But Jesus declared that He was the way, and you know, truly, He is the only way. He is the only door. He is the only entrance into heaven. And praise the Lord, you know, we will come to that door. He has promised to let us in. Yes, He said in John the 14th chapter, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He's the only entrance. He's the only way. You can't, you know, if we try to get in another way, He said that it was like unto a thief or a robber. There's only one way. It's not that, you know, there are many ways that go to heaven, like, you know, the old saying that there's many roads that led to Rome. No, it's not like that. It is a straight and narrow way, yes, and we have to enter in at that straight gate. We have to walk that narrow way if we want to enter into heaven. But the Lord knows how to allow us in, how to get us right, so that, oh yes, we can enter into that city. Praise the Lord. It says in verse 7 here in Psalms 107, and He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that place where our Lord is, that city where the Lamb is the light. Oh, yes, that city that is prepared for them that love Him. Praise the Lord. That's how it is, you know. He's leading His children by the right way. Oh, yes, this is the way. Walk ye in it. Isaiah the prophet wrote, you know. You know, that He would lead us so that we would know the way, you know, and we, you know, don't wander off and, you know, get in trouble and, you know, lose that walk with the Lord. The Lord knows how to lead us, how to guide us, how to direct us, and how to lead us forth by the right way that we might go to a city of habitation. Oh, praise the Lord. We don't have to just wander and wander. Yeah, here we have no final dwelling place, you know. You know, the heavenly city, Jerusalem, is above. You know, there's no, you know, dwelling place here on earth that we are looking for in particular. But there is a city that's coming down from God out of heaven. And praise the Lord, one of these days, yes, we're going to see that city. We're going to go to that city. We're going to dwell in that city where the Lamb is the light. Oh, yes, that city where there cometh no night. That city that He has prepared for them that love Him. So it declares here, in that 8th verse here in Psalms 107. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Oh, that cry, you know. Oh, that cry, and you know, Jesus was well acquainted with lonely walk. You know, here He was, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Creator that had come to this world, and how many people recognized him. Oh, a few did, thank God, but for the most part, people thought he was, you know, the son of Joseph, you know, carpenter's son, you know, a good man, maybe a prophet, you know. They had all these, you know, different thoughts, obviously. But, you know, as he was coming into Jerusalem that final time there before the crucifixion, it seems as something welded up inside the people. As he was coming in, you know, he had told his disciples to go into the village that was over against them, and they would find a colt that was tied. And it was a colt that a man had never sat on, and they were instructed to loose him and bring him to Jesus. And if anybody would ask, you know, why are you doing this? They would say, because the Lord hath need of him. And so, you know, the disciples went and, you know, found the colt just as Jesus had said. And when they were asked, they said what Jesus had told them to say, the Lord hath need of him. And they brought that colt to Jesus. And, you know, as he was coming in to the city there, coming down from the Mount of Olives, suddenly there was a great multitude of people that surrounded him, and he must have had a realization at that moment that they had not perhaps had before. And the people cast their garment upon that colt. They set Jesus on that colt. And as he was going on the way, they spread their clothes in the way. They were making a triumphant entry for Jesus Christ to come into the city. And as he was coming down from the Mount of Olives, it tells us in Luke the 19th chapter in verse 37, and when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. All at once, oh yes, they begin to worship him. And it says, with a loud voice, they begin to cry out in worship in response to the mighty works that they had seen. Praise the Lord. And as they were crying out, and oh, how our Lord Jesus deserved that praise. Oh yes, he had done so much. Oh, they had so much to be thankful for. And oh, it was long in coming, that praise. And here they were praising him with a loud voice. Also tells us another gospel saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. But here they are crying out with a loud voice, praising him for all the mighty works that they had seen. Blessed be the King, acknowledging him even as a king. Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And wouldn't you know, there were some Pharisees in that crowd. There were some Pharisees in that multitude, and they didn't like it. And they said to the disciples, Master, or they said rather to Jesus, they said, Master, rebuke thy disciples. Oh, you know what Jesus answered? It tells us in the 40th verse here, Luke 19, and he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. Oh, if these would hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. I'll tell you what, there is a need to give our God praise. There is a need to give him glory. He has done so much. Oh, his riches, his blessings, his goodness. It's all so unsearchable. We cannot ever, you know, declare it enough. We can never say it enough. We can never thank him enough. Oh, Thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Oh, he lives in the praises of his people. Oh, yes, those praises that come from the heart. And here it is declared, all the mighty works of God, how he has redeemed us, oh, how he has brought us out, oh, how he has set us free, oh, how he put that song of praise within our heart, how he filled us with the Holy Ghost. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of man. For verse 9 tells us here in Psalms 107, for he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Oh, our precious God. Oh, yes, no wonder the psalmist said in Psalms 34, verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is a man that trusteth in him. Oh, that Lord, our God, is so good to his children. And that satisfying the longing soul. Oh, yes. We were all in that place one time. Oh, yes, when our soul did not yet know the living Savior. Oh, praise the Lord. But what a wonder it was. Oh, what a blessing it was. Oh, what an unspeakable, wonderful, great thing it was when he made himself known unto us, so that we could call out to him, so that we could repent from our sins. Oh, yes, to obey the command to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, believing that he would fill us with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes. Amen. He knows how to satisfy the longing soul. You know, there's that place within each and every one of us that is reserved for the Lord. People try to fill it with all kinds of frills, with all kinds of fancies, with all kinds of things. But it's reserved for the Lord. Oh, yes, you might find a vain religion. You might go to Wicca. You might go to Buddha. You know, you might try to fill that void in your heart. But it is reserved for the Lord, that longing in the soul that belongs to the Lord. That's the place that he has deep down inside. Oh, have you given that spot to the Lord? Oh, have you called upon him? Have you given him that longingness? Oh, that place that is reserved for him. Oh, praise the Lord, for he satisfieth the longing soul and he filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Oh, praise the Lord. We can taste, we can see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, praise the Lord. I love how Jesus said, and we've already mentioned this, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Praise the Lord. It takes that. You know, if you're not hungry, if you're not thirsty, you're not searching, if you're not looking, you know, well, you're going to miss it, I'm afraid. But oh, praise the Lord, that longing soul. Oh, that searching soul. How the Lord loves to fill that spot that is reserved for him. Oh, he loves to take that void, that empty spot, and make it his own. You know, in Jeremiah 29, it says in verse 12, then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord. Praise the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Oh, praise the Lord, yes. Even that day when you seek me, you're going to find me when you search for me with all your heart. Oh, yes, when it becomes your very breath, I want the Lord. I need the Lord. I must have the Lord. Praise the Lord, He sees that kind of longing in the heart. He sees that kind of searching. Ye shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. And praise the Lord, I will be found of you. Oh, praise the Lord, I will turn away your captivity. We were all bound in the devil's captivity. We were all in chains of darkness in that sense. We all were without the Lord, without His salvation. But praise the Lord that day when He gathered us. Oh, when He called us. Oh, yes, when He heard our cries and responded. Oh, praise the Lord. I love it how, oh, yes, there's that promise that, you know, you're going to find Him when you search for Him with all your heart. Oh, praise the Lord. As we go on here in Psalms 107, there's another description. Oh, the bondage of sin here. That terrible place that we all sat in at one point. Tells us in verse 10, such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron. We were all there, you know. The wages of sin is death. We were all doomed, you know. As Romans 6, verse 23 tells us, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Savior. Oh, praise the Lord. There's some hope. Yes, praise the Lord. So, such a sin in darkness, and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron. Well, that's a pretty strong hold. Because they rebelled against the words of God and condemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore He brought down their heart with labor. They fell down and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble and He saved them out of their distresses. You know, it tells us in Proverbs the 13th chapter verse 15 that the way of the transgressors is hard. Oh, people might think they're having a jolly good time, you know, serving the flesh and living in the world and doing what pleases them. But there's a bondage they may not see. They may not understand it at a point, at the first, you know. That rebellion brings condemnation. Oh, yes, it does. It's not good. And, you know, it's the goodness of the Lord that brings people to repentance. The goodness of the Lord to help us to see that state that we are in when we do not know the Lord, when we have not surrendered our heart to Him. And here it describes how the Lord is helping these people. It says in verse 12 here, therefore He brought down their heart with labor. They fell down and there was none to help. Oh, became desperate, didn't it? You know, oh, there was, you know, suddenly a big old problem. They were brought down. They were clobbered. They fell down and there was none to help. And it tells us in verse 13, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble and He saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their bands in thunder. Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord delivered them. They fell. You know, they were brought down. The Lord caused it so that they would see their need and turn to the living God. Oh, they got to that place of desperation. Then they cried unto the Lord. And you know, our gracious God, oh, He could say, You waited too long, you know. You've been too slow. I've seen you. I don't care anymore. But our God is so merciful. Our God is so patient. Our God is so long-suffering and so kind. Oh, praise the Lord, where could we ever find a Savior like our Jesus? Where could we find somebody that, oh, regardless of, you know, thousands of misdeeds, would have such pity on us? And when we come to ourselves, when we come to that place where, you know, we can repent, He would have mercy, regardless of all the past, all the conflicts, all the things we put upon ourselves, all the condemnation. Oh, that cry that comes from the heart. The Lord hears it. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and break their bands asunder. Oh, that captivity, the things that had bound them. Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord took those chains of sin. Oh, yes, that He held us in captivity, and He broke it. He allowed those chains to snap in sunder. Oh, yes, so that we would be freed. Oh, yes, so that we could come to Him. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of man. Oh, that cry. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for His goodness, His wonderful works to the children of men. You know, there's quite a wonderful description in Psalms 146. I'd like to look at it with me here for a little bit here. Praise the Lord. Psalms 146, another psalm of thanksgiving, a psalm of praise to our God. It says in Psalms 146, verse 1, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have my being, or while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth and returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners." Praise the Lord, those chains. You know, it tells us that the devil, in contrast, he doesn't let go. You know, he holds on to his people. He'll use his people until they're no more value to him, and then he'll smash them good. But praise the Lord. It says the Lord looseth the prisoners. Oh, those chains of sin that held us in bondage, you know. Oh, when we couldn't see, when we couldn't understand. Praise the Lord. It tells us in verse 8 here, Psalms 146, "The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raised them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord." Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, he's going to reign unto all generations. That means continuously, without any end whatsoever. Oh, our God who opened up our eyes, so that we can see. Oh, yes, so that we can know amazing grace. Oh, that raised us up when we were bowed down. Oh, yes, under the brutal works of the enemy. The Lord brought us up out of that terrible pit, that miry clay, and set us upon a rock. Praise the Lord. Amen. The rock, Christ Jesus, established our goings, as Psalms 40 tells us. Praise the Lord. Oh, our wonderful God. That declaration here in Psalms 107, verse 15 again. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. "For He hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron asunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death." Oh, and here it's talking about people, you know, they continue in their ways, in their transgressions. Oh, that weight of sin so heavily upon them. But, you know, it sounds like it's bringing them right down to death's door. They draw near unto the gates of death. They get to that place where their soul abhorreth all manner of meat. It no longer, they're dying. No longer does food have any attraction or desire. But praise the Lord, and I've seen God save people on their deathbed. I've seen the Lord do it. You just don't know, I've had some wonderful opportunities. I'll just never forget some of those. One time it was a Sunday and an individual who was online, requested that I would call him and pray with his father. And so I did. And this was after church. And, I didn't know the whole thing except sounded pretty desperate. And, he put the telephone over by his dad. And the dad was dying. He couldn't talk any longer. And the only thing he could do is have some eye contact. That's the only way they could, read him at all. But praise the Lord, the Lord gave me words. And I began to, beseech Him and cry out to the Lord for him. And what a thing. The Lord heard those prayers. The Lord reached down to that man and touched him. Later I heard what happened. He died that night. He died a few hours after I prayed with him. But his son called and said, before Dad died, his countenance changed. There wasn't much he could do. He couldn't talk. He couldn't motion with his hands. There was so little he could do. But he said his countenance changed, and I could see tears falling from his eyes. Oh, our Lord, who reaches down to touch that person. Oh, He would have none to perish. We don't know sometimes, the state, the final state of our loved ones. But, we can trust our righteous God, our God who loves with such a passion. Who knows what came to happen, before that loved one went on to meet the Lord, left this world. Our God is so gracious. Our God is so kind. He is, so above anything that we could compare. But yes, those that cry unto the Lord, praise the Lord, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saveth them out of their distresses. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that wonderful healing virtue of the Lord that soothes our soul, that changes every situation. Oh, such a need to give thanks unto the Lord, to praise the Lord. That God who sends His word, that God who is never late, that God who comes to our rescue. Oh, praise the Lord. There's wonderful stories of what God has done. Some that we know of, some that we can share, but there's so much more that we don't know. But our Lord knows how to send forth His word and to heal them, to deliver those that are in a great harmful way, even on the doors of death, from their destruction. Let's look here at Luke, the 17th chapter. Luke 17. It tells us in verse 11 here, Luke 17. And it came to pass, as He went to Jerusalem, that He passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as He entered into a certain village, there met Him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. Oh, these were desperate men. There were 10 of them, as Jesus Christ is going through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and you know he's entering into a certain village, and it could be it was a Samaritan village. There were 10 very desperate men which stood afar off. But somehow they realized that Jesus was coming down the road. Oh, somehow they realized that there was hope. Somehow. And though they didn't dare, obviously, get too close, it tells us in verse 13, and they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And I don't know how many times they cried it. But oh yes, they lifted up their voices. I'm sure it wasn't a whisper. It was loud. I'm sure it was with all their spirit there, lifting up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And it tells us in verse 14, "And when he saw them, he said unto them, 'Go show yourselves unto the priests.' And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed." Now, interesting, you know, a lot of times Jesus would lay his hands on people and heal them that way, by the laying on of hands. And, you know, the prayer of faith and all of that. But in this case, he didn't even say, "Be healed." No, he wanted to see, you know, if they would obey. He gave them a commission here. He told them to go show themselves unto the priest. And if they would obey, who knows what would happen? And praise the Lord, obviously, they did. They began to turn and go the direction of the priest, the temple, or whatever all would have been, so they could show themselves to the priest and be cleansed, as they were still under the law, and that was a commandment under Moses that, you know, if they were cleansed of their leprosy, they needed to show themselves to the priest. So, thank God, they obeyed. And as they went, it says, it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. See, the word of that the Lord spoke, it needed to be obeyed. And sometimes, you know, the Lord is waiting for us to show obedience. You know, to faith without works is dead. And there's times that, you know, it's according to our faith. Well, I believe that's the way the Lord thinks anyway. It's according to the faith in our heart. And He'll ask at times something very specifically to be done, to indicate, to show that we have faith, a way that you could show your faith. And so these lepers went their way, on their way to the priest, and as they were on that way, they realized that they were cleansed of their leprosy. And it tells us in verse 15, "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and said with a loud voice," "and with a loud voice, glorify God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan." So, out of those 10, there was one who fully realized what had happened and wanted to turn and give thanks for the great deed that was done. Oh, the wonderful healing. And so, this one out of the 10, when he realized that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Oh, there was something that welded up within him. Oh, what a great thing. Can you imagine, you know, looking down at your skin, realizing that leprosy was gone, or, you know, and that you were, now a new person, that you had been cleansed from that horrible condition. Oh, our wonderful God. And Jesus answering and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Oh, praise the Lord, that act of faith and that thankful spirit. Oh, the Lord can do so much when the heart is thankful. Oh, yes, when there's, just a true acknowledgement, a grateful heart. Oh, there is so much that can be done. Oh, those praises that come from our hearts, that well up with inside of our very being, Oh, it's a need to give praise unto the Lord. Oh, it's a need to fall before Him and to acknowledge Him. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of man. And it tells us in verse 22 here. Here, back here in Psalms 107. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing. Oh, there is a need to give thanks to the One who has redeemed us, the One who has delivered us from the bondage of sin. Oh, yes, for we were all captive. We were all bound in those chains of sin. Oh, yes. I'm sure the devil had plans for us, and he wasn't going to loosen us. But praise the Lord, there is one, oh yes, by His mercy and grace, oh yes, that saw us and heard our cries. Oh yes. Had such compassion and such love for us, oh yes, that He took us in spite of all our misdeeds and in spite of all our folly, all the foolishness that we had done, all the even willful sins, God only knows, all the horrible things we had done before we knew the Lord. But He saw us. And yet, even when we were sinners, it tells us, Christ died for the ungodly. Oh, and we were just in our old icky sins, serving the things of this world. Oh, miserable people without God, without hope in this world. But Jesus saw us and He heard our cries. Oh, yes. And He reached down as low as He had to go. Oh, He kept on digging, or He kept on reaching until He found us, until He could lift us up out of that miry clay. Oh, yes. Bring us out of that. Oh, yes. Bring us, to the rock Christ Jesus and establish our goings. Oh, that's what our God did for us. And praise the Lord, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing. Oh, yes, we have something to rejoice over. We have a reason to praise the Lord. In Hebrews, the 13th chapter, verse 15 and 16, it says, by Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifices of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Oh, yes. Oh, that fruit of our lips, learning how to give thanksgiving to the Lord, not just on one special day, not just before we go to bed, not just before we eat our food, but continually learning how, to appreciate, to love, to give thanksgiving to the One who has done so much for us. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifices of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Oh, praise the Lord, the mighty things that God has done for us, His mighty deeds unto the children of man. Oh, yes, His love toward us, coming to this world so lowly. Oh, yes, as a man, you know, so unrecognized, coming, yes, because He was going to save us from our sins. Oh, those that would cry out for the living waters. Oh, those that would fall on the rock and be saved. Our God, oh, yes, would make a way for His people. Oh, praise the Lord. It's no wonder that Paul and Silas, oh, yes, though they were in prison, you know, they didn't deserve to be there. They had, you know, delivered a woman that, you know, was demon-possessed. But, you know, the people didn't think so. That was, you know, a wonderful thing. You know, they didn't appreciate it. And, you know, Paul and Silas, there, Philippi, found themselves in prison, didn't they? And, oh, they weren't treated nice at all. Maybe stripes were laid upon them. They were cast into the prison, and, you know, their feet were put fast in the stocks. In fact, they were thrust into the inner prison as if they were terrible criminals. But what did they do, you know? Oh, yes. Even though they had to be in terrible pain because they had been beaten with many stripes. Oh, they had to have, oh, terrible marks, most likely upon their back, bleeding, I would guess. But, you know, there was something that welled up within them. It was a song of praise unto our God. And it tells us in the 16th chapter of Acts, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. They say praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them and praised the Lord. The Lord responded. Oh, there they were in pain. There they were in the inner prison with their feet in the stocks. But somehow, oh yes, it came to them at midnight to sing praises unto the Lord. They prayed and they sang praises unto God. And oh, it wasn't a whisper. The prisoners that were included in that prison heard them. God responded. It says, suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord had a greater purpose. What a wonderful purpose, you know. And then that jailer, it says, that he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And praise the Lord, that was just the beginning, wasn't it? Oh, praise the Lord. It says, and they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. Oh, yes, they were able to take that jailer that night. Oh, as he had brought them out of those cells, you know, and, you know, he had cried out. Because now he was desperate. Now he saw his great need. Oh, yes, thank God the prisoners hadn't gone. Because, you know, he would have had to give his life for escaped prisoners. But they were all there. God was losing him from something else he was going to lose. That jailer from his sins. Praise the Lord, that bondage that captivity that the devil had put him in. And praise the Lord, they told him to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And yes, they spoke the word of the Lord unto him and to all that were in his house. What an opportunity the Lord gave them. He took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his straightway. Oh, praise the Lord. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Oh, praise the Lord. Their chains couldn't stay, could they? You know, Paul and Silas, oh yes, in that prison. Oh yes, with that pain, with those stripes on their back. Oh, I would suppose the blood running. But oh my, they had a freedom within. They had been redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And praise the Lord. Oh, those chains that bound them in the physical sense begin to move because God sent an earthquake. Oh, that shook up the foundations of the prison, and all the doors were opened and their bands were loosed. Praise the Lord! Not only from the physical shackles, but God reached out to save that jailer and his family that night. Oh, praise the Lord! What a need we have. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of man. Oh, it tells us here, the 22nd verse of Psalms 107, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Oh, he has done so much for us. We could never tell it all. Oh, he's redeemed us. Oh, he has set us free. He has taken our sins away. And therefore, we have a reason to praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Can you praise the Lord tonight? Oh, praise the Lord. He has done great things. We are glad. Oh, praise the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. Oh, the psalmist wrote, oh, yes. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt the Lord, exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Praise the Lord, that's our God that reached down. Oh yes, when we were in chains of darkness, when we were in sin, when we were in bondage, he reached down when we cried out to him. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of man. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, let those praises, all those high praises come forth out of our mouth. He has saved us. He has rescued us. He has delivered us. He has made us kings and priests unto God. And one day, yes, we are going to be there together forever, basking in his presence, worshiping him. Oh my, oh, how can we ever thank him enough? How can we ever praise him enough? Oh, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the power of the enemy. Let them say so. Oh, he's gathered us out of the lands. Oh yes, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Praise the Lord, oh, our wonderful God. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, praise the Lord, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We have reason to praise the Lord tonight. We have reason to give him thanks. Oh, yes, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto his name continually. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God, for such great and wonderful deliverance. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise our Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Jesus, and praise thee, God. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. We are going to open our chorus books to number 44 in closing, Give Unto the Lord, number 44. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory to His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory to His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Praise the Lord, Jesus. Glory to God.